Bez Hashem, continue Shar Yeshua, Shar Beis. We are in Ois Tes, Shir number 100 of Shar Yeshua. Number 100. Bein Yonah's focus is that of people reaching an older age, and they have to realize that there's not too much time left. It might sound a little morbid, but he's talking the matter of reality. We think sometimes we're going to live forever. We don't think of the ultimate end of a person. He brings the Mishnah in Perkei Avos. Before he does that, he tells us, so therefore what? What are we supposed to do with this reality that life will end? What we're supposed to do with this reality is to make sure that we use our strength as much as possible. If we're not working anymore, and this is Mamish, a push for first Seder Beis Medrash. This piece from Shaar Tshuva. Rabbi Yoina is right here, and he is encouraging us to get up, get out, and go learn. That's exactly what he's doing. I got to take care of this and that and that and this. I want to tell you something. I have a friend of mine. He just made a chasna a couple years ago, came a Zaidi this past year, a few months ago. Baruch Hashem. I remember he told me by his chasna, he's sitting by the chasna's dish. He had a whole list of things that he's thinking, did I take care of this? Did I take care of that? And he's thinking, I didn't know. I didn't take care of this. And then he realized, you know what? I'm here at the chasna's dish. Whatever I didn't do is irrelevant now. I'm getting married. And that's it. That's all. Everything else, whatever I didn't do, it's irrelevant. A person has a checklist, or he should have a checklist. Responsibilities. Did you buy the liver for Shabbos? Did you buy the chicken? Did you make the chicken? I know somebody's responsibility was to put the fish in the oven. So he put the fish in the oven. His wife came back right before Shabbos, takes the fish out of the oven, but he never turned the oven on. So that's like what they say, like the raw fish, the sushi, right? That's a true story. So, never turned on the oven. He didn't realize that's part of his responsibility. Okay? We have to have a checklist. The checklist has to be focused. At this point in time, when people are getting older in life, on Limra Torah, on Kedusha, on spiritual acquisitions, we have to be, like we say all the time, investors. We have to invest. People invest in the stocks. People invest in this. We have to be investors, eternal investors. Maybe we should change the name of the first series Medrash to investment of eternity, something like this. That's what we're doing here. A lifetime investment. Ben Yoina says from the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, Ben Shishim Lezikna. What does it mean, Ben Shishim Lezikna? 60 is old age. Ben Shivim Leseva, ripe old age. Ben Shmoinim Legvurus, 80 year old is strength. You say strength, 80, strength. If anything, is the opposite. Who has strength when they reach the age of 80? Well, we hope we do. I give a bracha to everybody. She has tremendous strength. But what he's referring to is if you reach the age of 80, the one that the Pshat Mepharshim explained, that means you've had strength before and to get you to that point. That's the one pshat. Ben Tishim L'Shuach, L'Suach rather. Ben Tishim, as we'll explain later on, it's a time of davening, of prayer. And we'll say, because one of the Pshat Mahalchel that Ben Yoina explains, is because a person, not always, when he's in his 90s, does he have strength to focus on his learning. So he's going to focus on his davening more, focus on his tilla more. Ben Meya is kilu avar or bottom the oilam. At the age of 100, a person is already, he's like, he's come out not here anymore. Why is Chazal telling us this? Ben Yoina wants to know, Why is Chazal telling us this? Why is there kavanosim zechun levracha b'dvarim ha'ilah? L'hazer el tshuva. L'hazer el tshuva. To come back. To come back to Hashem. If we didn't come back when we're younger, come back when we're older. We have to remind ourselves, who is Hashem? Hashem is Avinu. Throughout davening, we say, Avinu, Avinu, Avinu. Hashem is our Father. You know why Yontif, one of the reasons why Yontif is so great? Yes, you have a lot of delicious food. Yes, 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 that's true. A lot of good pastries, that's true also. What is one of the reasons Yontif is so great? Your family, Yontif is for family to get together. Yontif, your children come home, everyone's running around, all this and doing that. In yeshiva or here or there, Yontif is a time you're supposed to spend with family and friends. That's what a Yontif is about. There's a kliyaka, it says it very clearly. That's part of the beauty of Yontif. The father wants a child to come back home. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our father. Avinu, Avinu, Avinu. So a person didn't do it yet when he was younger. He didn't focus on the spiritual investments of the eternal life. He should make sure to focus when he gets older. And the person should be contemplating and thinking, I reached this point in my life. It's a milestone, Baruch Hashem. It's a milestone. I reached old age. What should I be focusing on now? My golf swing? You know what? You want to play golf? Nothing wrong playing golf. I enjoy golf. I haven't gone in many years. So it's one of the few sports you could go with a friend and you talk and learning. Bowling doesn't work. Because you're there, he's here, he's bowling, if it doesn't work like that, right? Unless you put an earpiece in your tooth, you know, in your mouth, in the ear over there, right? In all seriousness, what are we focusing on? A golf swing? You want to go golfing? Go a little golfing. The main focus should be on the spiritual acquisitions. Tshuva. Lahazyal tshuva. What's the greatest aspect of tshuva? We say it every single day. V'hachzi reinu b'shuva. Bring us back to tshuva. We say this in davening. V'hachzi reinu. What? What do you say? V'sarisach. We say bring us back to your Torah. So tshuva is synonymous to limud Torah. V'hazir ala tshuva. V'shiyachshav ha'odom al kitza b'igayu l'meya zikna. V'loizach lasas kim v'mei mechurusa. If a person didn't merit to do the proper tshuva when he was younger, so he should do this when he's older. And the clock is ticking, and time is running out. Therefore, we concluded this for this morning. Yazav chetzai haguf v'tavoyso v'yisakim nafshai. He should abandon, he should stop, he should refocus. Like the GPS, when you make the wrong turn, what does it say? Recalculating. He has to recalculate. He has to recalculate. Plug in the proper coordinates. Put it in. GPS. Oilam haba. That's where I'm headed. I want to go to Gan Eden. I remember my wife told me she was driving the children's Erev Shabbos. And she was discussing with the children, okay, when you get home, this one does this, this one does that. And all of a sudden, the phone perked up and said, sorry, I don't understand potato kugel. because somehow in the conversation, the words potato kugel came up. And it must have heard okay, and then it woke up. And it says, I don't understand, what's this command for potato kugel? We have to wake up, no matter what age and stage we are in our life. Ben Yoin is telling us you can do it. You can do more spiritually. Have a wonderful Shabbos.